Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. And welcome to this special podcast episode, which is the day three highlights from the Supercharge Your Website Challenge. Today in the challenge, we are focusing on site structure and also a little bit on website optimization too. The Q&A session covered so many different topics, but what you'll hear in this episode is the kind of training bit at the beginning where I talked about site structure, page names, menu labeling, when a site's got too many pages, when it doesn't have enough. If I talk about any example sites, I'll make sure that they're put into the show notes for you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you do, please go and subscribe to the podcast and go and leave a review on iTunes if you want it to be super awesome. And we'll be back tomorrow with day four, where we're going to see what Google thinks of our challenges websites. But for now, on to day three. We'll be back in a sec. Enjoy. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. Hi guys, thanks everyone for joining me tonight. Always honoured and overwhelmed when people want to come and watch me talk about websites. I really am. I just love it. I love talking about websites. I love this challenge. And yeah, you know, we've got to day three and there's been a lot of talking and a lot of thinking. And I know that some of you are like, oh God, like I've had to go through a lot of thinking this week. Or, you know, you've really had to come to terms with maybe you haven't had the right ideal customer, or your homepage needs updating, or the site structure needs updating. And you're feeling a bit fatigued, right? Or you might be feeling, oh, I've got things to do. But remember, right? That's brilliant. That is why you're here. You came here into this challenge to get challenged, right? Didn't you? So don't worry. We've only got 2 days after this and we're going to have some fun tonight on the evening live. It's pretty much an all-y over in the question thread. And I'm going to be answering your questions here in the live chat as well, as best I can. Today in day three was all about looking at your site structure, right? And the task asked you guys to go and map out your site structure, however that might be, on paper or screen grabbing your menu, and letting us know whether you think you have too many pages or not enough pages. And just this very simple task does a couple of things, right? It gets you to think about all of your pages, because sometimes we forget that we've added a page to our site. You know, it's filler, not killer. I know when those pages are there, like people with gallery pages, why do you need a gallery page? And it helps you see things that might be missing. What is also good for, as well as you're mapping out your site structure, is for you to look at your site from the perspective of your ideal customer, which is what we were doing yesterday when we were looking at call to actions on your homepage. And, you know, if you've been in this challenge for 3 days now, like and we've gone through that order of looking at ideal customer work first and then like whether you're selling, you're just naturally by today going to be in that mode, we find, where you're going to be looking at your site thinking, yeah, I know what Vicky's going to say about this. Sometimes when people are doing the task on day three, they're like, I know what you're going to say. Yep, Vicky, I've already changed this because I know you're going to comment on this bit. I know I've probably not got enough content because I've realized this from doing my day one task. Or I know it doesn't make sense and because, you know, of the call to action exercise. And I love that. I love that because that means this challenge is working and it's getting you thinking about what your ideal customer would want from your site. Now, look, there's no hard and fast rules to site structure. Okay. You need, well, let's just start with the basic. You need multiple pages on a website. A one-page website is not going to cut it, only because Google needs to understand what your website's about, and it can do that when you have different pages for different topics. So when you have an about page talking about you and your business, when you have a services page listing out your services, when you have a blog page listing out all of your latest blog posts or news posts, you're telling Google, this is what my page is about. And you're also telling your user what that page is about as well. At the very bare minimum for all of you, you need a home page, an about page. Yes, you need to talk about you as a business owner. You need to let us know the story behind your business. A services page, if you're a services business, like, you know, you trade hours, for example, or you deliver projects or coaching or whatever it is. Or if you're a Shopee product business, that's my language there, often known as an e-commerce business, but I'm going with Shopee product here. Join me as we change the way that people talk online and remove tech babble. I hate it. E-commerce. Ugh. Someone told me they had an e-bike the other day, and I was like, what's an e-bike? Oh, it's an electronic bike. Well, just say an electronic bike there, but what's an e-bike? Anywho, no one says commerce. Just, it's an online store, right? Anyway, I'll get off that small horse, that small soapbox, and I'll probably come back and talk about a few other things. But you need at home, about, shop or a services page, and a contact page. That is it. That is it. That's the bare minimum. Now, to build trust, you could have a reviews or a testimonials page, and you could have a blog page where you talk about your knowledge. But the bare minimum, you only need those four pages, right? Those four pages. And what we've asked you guys to think about as we've been going through your responses to today's task is getting you to go back to Monday and think, would this make sense to your ideal customer? Are you signaling in your menu structure that you sell something? Remember when we talked about CTA stuff yesterday? Are you signaling that, well, are you actually even using the keywords related to the things that you sell? Right. Okay, so the reason why I mention this is because in the oldie worldie days of web design, and I was there, I started out as a developer 20 years ago, as what's known as a front-end developer. And so I used to cut up designs into HTML. That's what I used to do. Not heavily respected in the developer world, but I got really bored of it, and the work, it moved too quickly for me. So I decided to become a project manager instead and boss developers about. But it was just the fashion, to have a menu that used as few words as possible to make it look pretty. So that's where, you know, having home, about, services, blog, contact kind of comes in, because it's meant to be succinct and people can just pick it up. But that's just nonsense as far as I'm concerned, because what you do is you hide quite often the keywords of what your site's about. And that's not great from a search engine point of view, because Google loves keywords. Google is like a very cute, dumb cat. It's very sweet and cute. I've just, because Prin's down here, she's like looking at me like, you're not talking about me, are you? You know, it's, but it will swat you. The analogy is not right here. It will swat you if it doesn't understand stuff. Sorry. But essentially, if you don't give Google the words about what your page is about, including the menu label, including the page title, it just has to guess. So you may as well like use the keywords of what you're selling. So rather than about me, I'd have about Vicky Jakes. Rather than services, I'd like to say work with me, because we're talking about working. Or I could say website services, and that would explain what I offer. Quite often, a lot of you have got blog on your site, but are you really blogging, or do you actually just have a useful articles or a news section on your website. And quite often you're saying contact and having a contact page, but actually, should it be a work with me or a book a call page? Right. So all we're doing is just changing our copy and structure ever so slightly. Just it's almost nuanced, right? In a nuanced way that allows like just signals to, oh, here she is. I don't think Prin's been on a live yet. There you go. You can just, there she is. She'll just complain as I'm talking to you guys. So you're just meowing in the background. It just makes total sense to put the keywords of what you offer into your menu structure so people aren't guessing. So let me know if you had any light bulb moments today going through today's task. And I will just see how you guys are doing in the chat. So Daphne's here. So you've seen things on your website that you've not noticed before, which I absolutely love. That is a real win and a real light bulb moment. Karen's done this task before, and she says the second time around is so much easier. I like this. Lisa's watching and listening whilst changing image names on her site. Double efforts there. So I'll repeat this for you, Kirsty, who was just asking. So the very bare minimum of pages you need on your site are home, about, services or shop, and contact. That's the minimum. Everything else is a bonus and about building trust. And Bridget says her light bulb today was that you have too many pages. I mean, quite often we do, because we're trying to be super valuable to our ideal customers. So we think if we give them all the content, they'll love that, right? But the issue with that is, right, is that you have the potential of overwhelming your ideal customer and confusing them. And actually, remember, right, that your website exists to help them solve a problem. And so if you can solve that problem as quickly as possible, you might not need all of that content. Jackie changed the name of her services and blog page today. Sarah says, I've got two. Oh, that's my children. Sarah says, I've got too many subsections under one section. So that's the light bulb moment that she had today. Vicky says, I realized that my main menu wasn't being a proper call to action, as I had FAQs, delivery and contact. So you took those out. Okay, so that's another thing that's kind of come out of the chat that we've had with some of you guys today as well, is that if you've got too many pages, especially in your menu, that might be overwhelming, but you can keep those pages, right? You just put the links to them somewhere else. And quite often, popping them in the footer is a really good idea. Product sites, you product people, you know, you don't need delivery options. You don't need your privacy policy in the top menu. You could just put all of that legal bump into the footer. So Jenny says, for psychotherapy, what would be a good service page title? Therapy, work with me, online therapy. Well, think about it from your back to Monday, back to your ideal customer's point of view, right? Is they want to know if they can work with you, right? But the work with me could be really good. Or you could just say therapy services, and then you've got the keyword in there. I think you could try and test both of those. Lisa says, I've just seen my contact and FAQ pages are underneath my story. Is this okay? Well, it depends. Go back to Monday. What is the and Tuesday, day one and day two of the challenge. What's the purpose of someone being on your site? Is it to go to your contact page and book a session with you? Then if so, why are you hiding that page in your menu? And Karen says here, I'm thinking of moving my about to the footer. I think that's okay for a product site, totally. Totally. Actually, whilst we're kind of talking about this, let's look at some best in class examples, because this wouldn't be the challenge without me digging out the screen share. So on your screens now, or in a second, is the made.com website, made.com. They have got so many products and so many categories, right? So there really is the potential for overwhelm here with their site. So with this in mind, they've actually buried a kind of a search function into their menu at the top here. But they've broken down all of their products by categories, right? So the type of product. So they've got sofas here, chairs, tables, and then underneath, using what's called, this is a mega menu, this is called. It's a great way for users to be able to see the full selection of chairs and armchairs and footstools that they've got to offer. You can also shop by room, and they've got like a lifestyle section here as well. Every menu item that they've got here is meant to provide convenience to the user, to allow them to go straight through to the product that they need. Because if someone's on made.com and they're looking for furniture, they're not browsing for kitchen furniture. They're going to have an idea of a specific thing that they're going to buy, right? Because they're decorating a nursery, or they want to do up their office or whatever. So you need to make that as easy as possible for your users to find. You won't see in Made's menu at the top here any links to privacy policy, their blog, their returns policy. All of that stuff is in the footer here, in a kind of a special set of links in various columns here in the footer, which is really common to see on most e-commerce websites. Once you see it, you won't unsee it. typically, sites tend to collate them by about, and all the kind of different links related to finding out more about the company. They've got a how we can help section header here that has all of the FAQs and deliveries and returns and refunds in. And then they've got a list of links to some of the categories that you saw in the top menu above. The other thing that a really good product site does in its menu, remember, this is going back to thinking about our ideal customer and their experience, is just make suggestions for products as well. And I really love it on a great product site when there's a new or a bestsellers option. And if we just jump over to Clinique and their website here, you can see it's the clinique.co.uk website. They have in their top menu up here a new menu link. I've not seen this. So they're promoting something at the moment called their virtual services. And then they've got moisturizer, foundation, like their two biggest sellers, right? They sell lots of other products, but then that's in another menu that you've got to open up, right? Totally okay to have one or two products and not all of your products in your menu. They also have a menu item called bestsellers, because we are lazy people, us internet users, if you recall. We haven't got time to do the research of all the things. Just tell me what other people like and then I'll buy it, because if other people are buying it, it's probably good. And it is that easy for people to make a decision about purchasing something. This is why online reviews are so amazing and hot, because of that very reason. And then they've also got like a offers, which is, these type of menu items up here are very similar to the new in that we saw on made.com. I mean, just jumping over to a service coachy type here, over to Jenna's site. She's a course coach. And her menu is really simple, actually, like really simple. It is programs, blog, about, contact and login, and I think this works really well for her. But underneath the programs are all of the different like services that she offers. And I think without that, it would be a really sparse menu. But the fact that it's here, like especially on mobile, it kind of, they all open up as well like this, looks really good. So, you just like, don't hear just one thing, because we're talking about products right now, is like simple menus also really work as well. All right, just to be really clear, because ultimately she's just selling her programs, right? Nothing more. Like if we head over to my website, currently it's very sparse. I've got my homepage. I've got about Vicky Jakes here. I've got a work with me page, which is basically selling like the three key products that people can buy aside from my membership and signing up to my challenge. I have a blog, which is a genuine proper blog where I write my about things about to do with online marketing and website building. I've got a link to my podcast, and these two things help build up trust in my knowledge. And then I think this menu items here, because we were doing a demo the other day and I'm just testing this at the moment to see if people click on it. So I definitely need to rename that though, because it just looks really random. I might put like website articles and rename that there. Oh gosh, the voice is going. So hopefully that kind of gives you guys some ideas, some inspo as usual about what you could do with your site structure. When we can only do so much, right? So we've effectively done a mini site review, a micro site review with all of your websites today. And, you know, it's a really good way for us to get to know.